It's a happening place when you can find the door open.
Which is hard to imagine because and you used to work there on a daily basis when the National Guard location was still here, and when that disappeared, I assume everybody just kind of thought, well, that building will probably close and just kind of rot away until we have to tear it down. And, I mean, look at all the work that has to be done in here. It was a daunting task when you first started to do this.
You know, when I retired, that was really kind of the thing I thought, too. I went out and I bought a video camera and a tripod, and I was going to set it up in the parking lot and take a video of the thing getting pushed over because I really expected that was going to happen. You know, what do you do with such an ancient building? Well, of course, Arise's their job is to keep the old buildings from falling down. Right. We've done that with the depot. We're now working at it with the armory. What is the plan there? As the president of Arise, what I tell everybody, the number one priority is to keep it from falling down. And that's what we've done. Parts of it are still kind of loose, but it's not falling down that far. And so now we're back into putting it back together, making a use out of it, whether it's going to be a meeting room for the veterans, a mini museum there, a community center. It's a huge building, lots of space in there. We have a lot of things we could do with it. It's just going to take a while.
You know, with so much movement place to place in society these days, there are so many people that live in Atlantic today in the area that, you know, they're not from here originally. They don't know necessarily all the history of the community and stuff. But when you take a look back, when you think, why save the building anyway? You know, it's just another old building we can knock down. Well, when you take a look back through the history of that old building, I was impressed to see some of the things that have happened in there. I didn't realize Lawrence Welk once played there.
It is a National Historic Site, and we can do a National Historic Site either from the way the building looks or from the things that happened there. The building has been remodeled so many times since 1929 that it doesn't look the way it used to, and so that doesn't qualify it as a National Historic Site. What does is what happened there. Yes, Lawrence Welk, the Harlem Globetrotters, the ball games there before they even had a gymnasium in a school here in town, the spring fests, many, many things happen there, and we can't allow that to go away. And I'm not even from Atlantic. I have no idea what it was like to be there and when you was 8 years old and went down for the Boy Scouts and that sort of thing. That stuff has to stay around.
It's crazy to see some of the old clippings and things and look and realize how many people used to be in and out of that place around the region for different types of events and things. It's part of the fabric of the community.
And those clippings that you're talking about, if you haven't seen them, hey, they're going to be down there on the table Saturday. We have books, we have photos, we have scads of that stuff down there. Come see it.
What do you have to do yet? What still has to be done? Don't say everything.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I think if you gave me $1.5 million right now, I'm not sure if that would be enough. And what needs to be done? We do what I call drawing the line. We figure out what we're going to do, figure out where that line is, and work everything between that area and up to that line. And you'll notice that quite apparently when you come down to the armors. Oh, this looks nice. And then you cross the threshold, like, well, what happened here? You just crossed the line. I mean, we can't do the whole building all at once, and so we do it in phases or in the lines. Right now, we have pretty much done the front lobby, the meeting rooms, the bathrooms, and the old Coke Museum are pretty much done. The line is in the downstairs hallway, the kitchen, that sort of area. That's the next thing to do. And each one of these line phases are easily around $100,000 to $150,000. So, yeah, it takes a long time to do it. What's happening next? We've got a heating, a humidity issue down there. When it used to be a government building, it wasn't any big thing to have a $4,000 or $5,000 a month heating bill. Well, the general yelled at me anyhow, but nonetheless, they heated the building. We can't afford that as a private group, so we have to figure out how to make it so it's comfortable without spending $5,000 a month.
I bet you do.
Yes, we do, because we haven't figured it out yet, and so you get cold down there.
Yeah, it's real uncomfortable to spend that kind of money.
Yes.
Is it difficult for somebody like you who worked in that facility? I assume that building has a special place in your life, too, but you know, to look at it and to maybe let go of some things the way it used to be to prepare it for the future?
Well, a lot of that, those walls and doorways that have been cut down there are things that I did even when I was in uniform down there. So I've been working on that building for, the past 30 years. So no, that's not difficult. There's memories. Every once in a while, I'll tear down a wall and think, oh yeah, I remember what happened, you know, at this room or what we used to do in this area here. I'm kind of at a quandary on a next room that I have to work at. There's some paintings on the walls that I painted those on there years ago, and the walls need repainted. So do I paint over the top of them, or, you know, how's that going to work? So yeah, from time to time, there's a little bit of emotion that goes in it, but I'm just making sure that it stays alive.
Are you always trying to find funds to help out with the project?
No, we have plenty of money. We don't need any money whatsoever. We have a pot of money down there Saturday. If you just come down and you can grab handfuls of money, and we're giving it away free. we are always constantly in money. We have our dog tag program. Those will be on display down there. They're always on display. A lot of folks would sell bricks, you know, for some type of fundraising. We did dog tags. It's a military sort of thing. They're really quite interesting to work on. That program is working very well. So we raise money that way, and, you know, it takes a long time to raise $100,000.
No kidding. Well, it is a free event, the open house this Saturday, but if folks would like to look into making some sort of a donation through those programs or other ways, they can always ask.
Absolutely. We will have a bucket down there. It'll be empty.
To start with. We'll see. Again, 10 to 2 this Saturday, and that's at the, I guess, the old National Guard Armory, but the American Legion Memorial Building is
correct.
The actual
Absolutely.
Name on it
yes.
now. 201 Poplar Street here in Atlantic. You can check out some of those things. And are you still getting some folks loaning some things to be displayed?
Yes, we are. We're getting uniforms. A lot of those are the past veterans that have left us now, and the families realize that, hey, this is as good a place as any. And so, yes, we are still getting things. It's a task in itself. I mean, there's many things that have to be done down there. Let's keep the building from falling down. Let's figure out how to organize and display this collection that we have going here. Let's figure out where we're going to go next. Let's figure out what we're going to do with it. Many, many tasks we could have down there.
Absolutely. Very good. Well, hope you have a good crowd on Saturday. If the weather's nice, I don't see any reason why we shouldn't.
Even if the weather's not nice, it's inside.
That's true. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jim.
Appreciate it very much. 10 to 2 this Saturday, if you can stop on by. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he can tell us more about W&S Appliance. Shorty?
Yeah, this chair keeps making me short. Got Ranges gas and electric freestanding models on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Built-in ovens, cooktops, slide-in ranges, drop-in ranges, and range hoods. Freezers chest and upright from sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot, and most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Washers and dryers, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG, top load and front load. Have tub sizes up to 5 cubic foot. We've got stack units if you've got limited space. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. An additional 2 years or a total of 5 on the washer motor and 10 on the washer transmission. It's Thursday. That's Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. All day.
And pots on. Stop and see us and try to do it today.
See, let the air out of his chair, and it goes all the way down to the floor, and he's all out of gas. He doesn't know what to do now. Probably, I know, we're going to need to help him here, so we better get out of here. Hey, thanks for joining us here this morning, Kendall. Appreciate it. And Steve, thanks for coming by again. Appreciate it very much. Again, don't forget that Arise opportunity, the open house at the American Legion Memorial Building downtown, will be 10 to 2 this Saturday. Hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy that. Hey, go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.
In Antwerp, I have direct access to diamonds that range in size from 10 points up to 1,000.